If Jeff Keighley poops himself on stage, I will give you 5 gifted. VTuber bad? VTuber cringe?
Hawk Tua.
I think Costco Guys is above Hawk Tua. Donnie, back me up here. So, guys.
All right.
2024. The year's
2024.
Closing.
What a year.
It's coming to a close, man.
What? Honestly, like, what a year. That's pretty crazy.
We all have many things we've done this year, and we wanna look through and see what were the best moments of 2024.
I died. Mm. I agree.
You died?
Well, Joe died.
Pear dying. Yeah, that was crazy. That might be top 5 Dano moments of the year. Not gonna lie. let's see. Some of us went to VidCon. That was a fun time. Shorts War season 3 ending, dude.
Oh, dude, I forgot about the court case.
Dude, like, the court case was so hype.
My vision is so blurry because of just, like, how much work I've been doing. It's kind of depressing.
Mm.
It feels like that was last year.
Have you guys ever looked at the videos you've posted at the start of the year and realized how far you've actually gone from, like, January?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I did a little look today, and it's like a fever dream. Like, it feels like it's been like 3 years since like the videos in January.
Exactly.
Like, internet time in comparison to real life time, two different timelines. You know,
dude, Shorts War season 2 was years ago. Like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. That ended at the beginning of this month or of this year.
Wait. Crazy. Oh, God.
Did Shorts War finish in July? Was it the end of July?
Yeah, July 28th, I'd like to say.
Bro, was that was 28? Half a year ago. God. That's absurd, right? Dude, we're all old. We're jaded.
Dude, this is episode 21 of the podcast.
That's crazy. That's actually
episode 21 of the podcast. How crazy is that?
Dude, our podcast can drink now.
You know what, guys?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't think we would last this long.
Why?
Let's break this down.
Faith. Okay, listen. I'm a very negative person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm glad we did. I just wasn't expecting it, dude. You know what? I thought Dana was going to, like, honestly, like, burn out and then, like, die. That's what I thought was going to happen.
I mean, he's not here today. You never know.
Yeah. We actually haven't heard from Dano today. We don't know why he's not here. So, you know, that is
Me and Dano finished playing Epic Mickey yesterday for the project, which should be out in it'll be out, God, this month. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Let's go. That's how
it'll be out when it's out.
Yeah.
There's so much happened this year. I don't know if it's because we're, like, getting older or what, but, like,
I think,
tell me about
Johnny,
it, dude.
To continue on that, I feel like the older we get, each year becomes less and less of a percentage of our lives, and I feel like that's why they go by, like, so fast, and we perceive, you know, these shorter stretches as kind of even shorter periods of time.
Well, but it's like it feels short, but it also feels long at the same way. Like,
yeah. Do we just have memory loss? I think
I just, like, exist from moment to moment, from event to event, and everything between is just gone.
Do you know what can I bring my old man feels in here? Okay, yeah,
go
so,
ahead.
And I think everyone can relate to this. I feel like when you're young and you look at someone who's, like, maybe, like, 10 years older than you, like, say when you're 15, you think of someone who's 25. You think they're this whole mature person, and then every year you get closer and closer to that, you realize you're not maturing. You're still just an idiot, silly old guy. and everyone's actually just the same, always. So, like, you get, like, wiser in a way, but you always have that, like, I don't know. I've always had that, like, silliness at heart, and it's just never left. And I thought at nearly 28 years old, I would be this, like, super wise old man, like someone, like an NPC in a Skyrim game. And yeah, I'm streaming Roblox. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I mean, yeah, that's real. You never really grow up. You just age.
You just learn from dumb things you do, but then you're still an idiot. That's kind of life.
That's real.
Anyway, should we get into, like, our yearly wrap up? Should we start off our Spotify first?
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, what are we starting?
Spotify Wrapped.
I you guys might have seen mine because I posted it, but let's start with me then because it's easier. I want you guys to guess what my most listened to song of 2024 was. What do you think my most
iconic got leaked, song? So I don't want to like put my input in yet.
I don't know. I genuinely do not know anything about your music taste, Johnny. I will say, if the Kirby soundtrack was on there, I would have went for it. But only Planet Robobot's on there, and I know that you have not finished that game yet.
Was it? Okay, I saw on Twitter, and tell me if this can't be your number one. Was it Kesha TikTok? That's not, yeah. Was that your number one?
Okay. So the reason that the number one song this year was TikTok by Kesha, that's my alarm in the morning. I don't want to wake up feeling like that anymore.
You're at last Kesha TikTok? Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Because I thought it was funny because she goes, like you wake up in the morning. I don't want to say how you feel when you wake up in the morning now because you can't do that anymore.
Wake up in the morning 365 times a year is insane in my brain.
That's crazy. So my most like listened to song, which I don't, let me check. You guys will never guess it, but it's just the song that I have whenever I record my shorts, you know?
Do you play one whenever you record?
No. It's like whenever I'm recording a short, I have music like blasting in my headphones. So I get my nice presenter voice.
You're an insane person.
Or not blasting, but like in the background so I can envision kind of like the vibe.
But
of
that's
video.
Crazy though.
How do you think? How do you think?
I have a script. I just read off the script.
Wait, no. I see the vision. I thought you were crazy at first. I see the vision. You have the music there, so you can imagine the
gauge
end
the vibe.
Result of the video. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I see it.
I still think he's insane.
Damn, you have not made like. You don't make shorts like me, all right? You've never made a video
in your life. You couldn't
you understand
make
me,
content.
Bam. Who do you think you are?
It's pretty funny.
Fair enough.
Knowing that that TikTok by Kesha is my number one song, I want you guys to try and guess any of my top five. Any of my top five artists.
See, I know
that's so hard because the first one is the outlier.
Green Day.
Well, that's it.
No.
My that, chemical.
Honestly,
romance.
I'm really disappointed that you would think that, Pear. My music tastes are pretty like mainstream.
Annalie Choppa.
I wish.
Oh, wait. I got
it. He's definitely up there though.
No. You say Nickelback?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick's
Blink
at
182.
Kendrick's at four.
Ooh, big.
Blink's not there anymore.
Taylor Swift.
It was 1 year.
Linkin Park.
Dude. What do you guys think my music taste is? It's all rap. It's all rap.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah, he's up there.
music.
Hey, he does. What do you mean?
All right. You want to hear the rundown?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At number five, Travis Scott. At number four, Kendrick Lamar.
Classics.
Number three, Joji. Mm-hmm. Number two, Playboi Carti. Number one, Yeet.
Okay.
Dude.
I'm going to go
Wait,
next
can I?
Because
okay.
I don't have Spotify. I have the Timu.
What?
Apple Music. No, I'm joking.
Boo!
Wait, do you actually have Apple Music?
Yeah, so I don't really remember my shit.
That's pathetic.
But like, all I remember is Pink Floyd, I think Travis Scott, and all I remember was that I had Persona 5 on there twice for some reason.
Travis Scott to Persona 5 twice is like actually a fever dream. Like,
That's
you're not
crazy.
Living on this like earth, dude.
That's Whiplash.
Yeah, I don't even know what the last one was. Yeah. I'm gonna be real.
Dude, I have the most normie one, bro. I think mine is crazy normie. I wonder if anyone can guess one of my artists, not even songs.
Okay, Kanye West.
Yes.
Easy. Wait, can I guess what album?
I don't have the album here.
Is it a song off of Graduation?
I think there is. No, actually, there's not. For some
reason, Kanye. I don't know why Kanye wasn't on mine thing, because I listened to a lot of Kanye. But all right,
dude, I'll give you my top. Keep guessing. If you get one wrong, I'll say mine.
All right. The Weeknd.
No, dude. I'm never sad and in love.
Any girls on there?
Nah, just
big Sabrina Carpenter guy. I can tell. But I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Dude, this is I like female artists, but apparently I don't listen to them much, apparently.
Rod
Wave.
Not
as much as men.
Who is that?
It's not some random ass dude.
Okay, I'll give you a top five. It's November. It's so normie. Ready?
Rod Wave.
I'm gonna go from five up. Drake. Russ.
I'm sorry.
Jack Harlow. Kanye West. J. Cole.
Okay. Right. You saved it in the end. You saved it.
J. Cole and Kanye saved it.
Yeah.
You can't be having Jack Harlow in top five. You can't be having Jack Harlow up there.
He's got some bangers. I don't know. I just listen to some normie shit, dude. Sometimes it's just nice. It's like my Mr. Beast content.
That's real.
Bam, do you have Spotify?
Bam, do you want?
I have.
I got Spotify. I'll do it.
YouTube, let's go.
That's what I got. I got YouTube Music. Because I pay for YouTube Premium, I might as well use YouTube Music.
To be fair, it is better than Apple Music. Having YouTube Music is better than Apple Music.
All right, agreed. Bro. I can agree.
All right. You guys ready for mine? Or should I go first, Bam? What do you think?
Okay. See, no, Bam's going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, me? I don't mind.
I don't care. Whoever. Rock, paper, scissors.
See, I go first.
All right. Okay. Guess my top song. It's okay. Here it is.
Mobius battle from Xenoblade 3.
Let me give you guys some hints. All right, it is from a game. Yes, it's on Spotify. So it's game music on Spotify, and I have this in the background when I'm recording my shorts. That's why it's high up there, right?
Animal Crossing 2 a.m.
Ooh.
No, I'll give you one more hint. It's not from a Nintendo franchise.
Okay.
he wouldn't That's listen hard. To Undertale. He wouldn't listen to Undertale. He just wouldn't do it. He would never.
But maybe when editing, maybe it's like a
the
what yeah, like, all, what a, all of these all it, of the tracks that you are going to hear that are in my rap basically are either A, when I'm walking into college, or B, when I'm editing videos.
Okay, I got it. Cause you're a menace like this, One Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII.
You're close.
What? Oh my god!
Dude,
just walking down the
crazy.
Oh my!
Is it dancing?
I hope
man.
Dude, you step to the beat.
I hope you edit to like doom music or something. That's awesome. Down your university to doom music.
There is some. They're not in the top five. There are some, but they're not there. It is from Final Fantasy VII Remake pair. It's like the high five track when you're in like the tunnels. It's that combat music. That's like really synthy.
It's a banger, dude.
It is a banger.
Speaking of that game, best games of the year.
We still got Bam.
Yeah, but we got to guess my top five artists. All right.
Is Toby Fox on there?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Question: Is there any non gaming on it?
Yes, actually.
Insane.
How many?
Oh my god.
Well, one of them I'll give away the top one just so you kind of get a feel. Is the 8-Bit Big Band?
Ooh, they're
won
fire!
Grammy off of actually, Kirby music,
they're honestly,
dude. They're
respect.
Fire.
Like actually respect.
Right?
They're banger,
dude.
Yeah.
I think my
favorite
FNAF
song of theirs
cover.
Is the Aquatic Ambience cover. That one's been crazy. But then the second one is the composer of Final Fantasy VII Remake, solely because obviously I do that. And then the last three, I don't think you guys are gonna get these. But go crazy.
Kendrick Lamar.
Is it the guy who composes Xenoblade 3? Ace, is that his name? I forgot.
No, that's it's a One Piece character. Number three is the Atlas Sound Team, because Persona 5 Royal,
100%.
One of the tracks is my ending stream song, or used to be. So there we go. And now the other two, there's this one chiptune artist on YouTube called Fear of Dark. such like the most jammer chiptune tracks you've ever heard in your entire life. And then the last one is I believe a Japanese jazz fusion band called Cassiopeia. Jammer.
Yes! Oh my god, bass. So good. So good.
No play by Cardi? L. L.
No Cardi. Get off of here.
Lamar.
You don't know about right. my king. My king the vamp, dude.
Okay, bam.
Dude, when he plays Vamp Anthem.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So okay.
Mitski is one.
I'll just do top artists. I went to top tracks because they're all skewed because of I play a lot of music on my streams.
Okay,
so it's like all just music for my streams.
Same here, basically.
Like day to day. Do you guys want to guess my top artists? Because you're not gonna get any of them.
Hatsune Miku.
Mitski's a great pool.
No.
Yeah. Bam. Is there any Vocaloid at all?
No.
Okay. After meeting,
I don't listen to Vocaloid.
Deftones.
Really. No.
White Noise. White Noise to sleep to.
Nah. None of you are going to get any of them.
Call of Duty Black Ops soundtrack.
Is Cassiopeia one of them?
It's good, but I don't listen to it. Nah, Cassiopeia is not on there.
2016 XXL Cypher.
No.
Am I correct? Okay. Then I don't know, dude.
I have no idea, dude. Because even after meeting in real life, I feel like it's made me more confused of what music you'd listen to.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't think you guys are going to expect.
Bam, you're such an enigma in my mind.
Tchaikovsky.
In the lands between.
No.
Any classical on there?
Oh, no.
You got Bach.
No.
Well, you got Bach on there, man.
Just listening to Bach.
What's going on?
Yeah, bro, you got... Okay. Number one is Stravinsky. Number two is Playboy
Chapel Roan.
No.
Well, guys, didn't Beethoven drop a new, like, music track that was, like, found this year?
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was kind of mid.
That was crazy.
It was mid.
It was mid?
I prefer his old stuff. Bam, do you have any like rock on there, like kind of like emo rock?
Not emo rock. I have
Ooh.
Like a rock kind of band on there.
Foo Fighters.
No.
Nah.
I don't know. Okay, Bam, reveal, because we don't know shit about you. Dude.
Okay,
you're a mystery.
I'll go from the fifth to the first. So, fifth top artist is Lemon Demon. I don't know if anyone
knows. Oh,
yeah.
Of course
yeah.
it is.
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, Lemon Demon. Next is something called E-Jammy Jams. And I can explain this one.
What?
It's because it is like a YouTube copyright-free thing. And it's one track that they've made, and it's the Getting Over It soundtrack. It's the track they play in the background of Getting Over It, because I unironically love that song so much, and I've listened
Crazy.
To it.
Crazy.
Next is the rock band I was talking about. They're called Foreigner, and I listened to this one song they made called Cold as Ice, because Bundan showed me this Rust video, and Cold as Ice was in that video, and I like fell in love with that song.
That's insane. That moment we shared together made it in your top five list is fucked up.
Dude, Cold as Ice is like a banger, and I'll stand by that for the rest of my life. Next up is Joji.
Huge.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then my top artist this year is Tame Impala.
Okay. No, that tracks. That tracks. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very bad picks, I find, you know?
who's Tame Impala? I know Joji.
Tame Impala.
Who's that?
How do I describe? Johnny, how do I describe
Okay. Tame Impala to Bundan? So you think it's a band, but it's one guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just listen to one song now.
I'd say listen to...
How do you say it? Wait, what is it?
Listen to Let It Happen.
What was the name
Tame
of
Tame Impala.
Oh, I thought it was said another way. I know who that is. He made the fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
The Currents. Yeah, yeah, they're good.
The Less I Know, the Better is like the one song that's like...
found it.
That's in all the edits. That's that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Bam Peeled.
Oh, what about Never Heard of Tame Impala? What about The Bell? What happened to The Bell?
That's a classic.
By the amount of times you were listening to The Bell, like putting together the
I am,
case,
I
would have assumed.
I am surprised.
How many times?
The Bell is
an absolute
classic.
Bam, explain for the viewers who don't know.
So while I was working on like the final boss animation for Short Swords Court Case, the finale, I was getting like so stressed. And one of the things I would do to mitigate the stress is play this song called The Bell from the Rocky movie. And it would be like my motivation. Because like that is the song that I envision myself listening to once it's all done. So I think about myself in that moment while I was working on it, and it carried me through, and I actually like I actually got it done.
So based. The Bell.
The Bell. The Bell. Classic.
Well, that was all of our music, yeah?
I think so.
Well, let's then, go. Right? Guys, once this is up, because it's going up 10 days from now, right? The Game Awards will have come and gone. So,
Jeff,
what do you guys think happened at the Game Awards?
I think personally, Jeff Keighley,
I think Persona 6.
Persona 6 reveal would be god tier. Like, I would be so fucking hyped because I can't wait. Persona never misses, dude.
But wait, Johnny, what were you saying?
They could be watching this in a Persona 6 world. Like that. Think about that. A world where Peak exists. No, but I think Jeff Keighley should like poop himself on stage. I think that would be really funny,
dude.
That would be funny.
I'll bet you five. I'll bet you five Gifties Melee on that right now.
Do you guys want to guess
that he does?
What?
Yeah, that he does.
If Jeff Keighley poops himself on stage, I will give you five gifted.
Okay. All right. I will say this. I'm not even going to talk about Game of the Year winner. All I'm going to say is that if Elden Ring DLC wins, I think that's terrible for the gaming industry.
Do you want me to say the nominees? I have them next to me.
Go ahead.
So Metaphor by Sega.
Never heard of it.
Really good. So I'm playing it right now. It's so good.
It's the folks who make Persona, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, right, it's there? Atlas.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Elden Ring DLC, Shadow of a Tree, and Balatro. Balatro kind of banks.
It needs to win, dude.
Like, I want Balatro to win so bad, dude. Oh,
is it Balatro or Balatro?
I don't know how to say it.
I'm saying Balatro.
Listen, I'll say this. So I've only played like three of the games on that list. I think, like, bro, Rebirth, FF7 Rebirth made me cry. But I still want the card game to win. I think it would be so funny.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing is with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, from what I've seen, Pear, and I'm assuming you can back up the statement, I've not seen a game that keeps that consistently high of a production quality throughout its entire
runtime. Okay, like, obviously, memes aside, I think Rebirth is going to win. Like, memes aside.
Can I just quickly add, in case you don't know what Balatro is, I think it's important for the viewers who don't know. Mm. It's literally like poker on steroids on Steam. That's it. It's just like a poker game. Just to like how
no, I don't
it
think
is,
that gives
realist.
It justice though. It's a poker roguelite where you have to build your like deck of playing cards based on poker hands.
Okay, but at the end of the day, it's the Elden Ring DLC versus like the Queen of Hearts and the King. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty crazy.
you see the boss bar? Joker.
That's funny.
Dude, wait, does Balatro have any music to it, right?
It has music, dude. It's
okay,
got music.
I can't wait for the Game Awards orchestra to go from One Winged Angel to whatever music they decided
to
go from Balatro, dude.
That's funny. I forgot about the orchestra, dude. That's going to be crazy.
Dude, I love the one dude, the like flute guy who
the
goes
flute guy
way
who
too
actually
yes.
ripped it on Xenoblade 3, dude.
Dude, he's there to play. That's all. He's the love of the game.
I'm still pissed Xenoblade 3 lost best soundtrack.
What did it lose
to? I don't know how. It lost to God of War Ragnarok.
The actual game of the year. It's not up there. It's in for best indie. It's not going to win because Balatro
is it UFO 50?
It's UFO 50. Dude, it's 50 games. It's 50 games, dude.
I'm interested.
You can't beat that.
I saw your short glazing it, and then I took a look, and I was like, this actually looks really cool. You know Coney, like Smash Bros. YouTuber?
Yeah, I know Kenny.
So he I think recently, like today, he posted like all the video games I've played in 2024 ranked. So he finally played OG FF7. That was number two. Number one was UFO 50, bro.
Dude, it's so good. It's so slept on. Like, I will die for this game. I do not care.
Oh, I should have. The Steam. Yeah, I should have gotten it on this. I can wait for the winter sale.
Dude, because literally.
I'll get it on winter sale. I can test it out.
It literally has like, you'll play game one and you'll be like, okay, this is like I understand it, and then you'll go to game two and you'll be like, wait, this is like a whole game. And you'll go to game three and you're like, wait, this is another whole, like, this is a whole game every time. Mm-hmm. And you do that 50 times. And by like the 30s, you're like, surely one of these is going to be like a stinker. Like, surely, like, there's a couple that I'm like, okay, this one isn't for me. But it's like, it's still a whole game every time. And it's 50 cents per game that you're paying. It's a $25 game. You're paying 50 cents per game. And they're all good. They're all good.
It sounds like it's like the Black Mirror of gaming.
Like, dude, it is.
Each game like, is its own little, each episode is its own
Johnny,
little masterpiece.
Would you be theoretically, hypothetically down to hypothetically do one episode, hypothetically, of each UFO 50 game, hypothetically?
I don't know if I'll do this or not. I want to do a series, like, every day doing a short reviewing, like, each of the games. I think that'd be so
hype.
That'd
be hype.
Dude, there's UFO 50 speedruns, and the best time is 4 minutes. I don't know what it means.
It's probably for one of the games. It's probably for like one specific game.
It says subcategory gold. I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but you want to know what game? It's been out for a while, so you can't really like give a game of the year or anything. Vampire Survivors. All right. Such a banger. I just bought the Among Us DLC. All right, like what is that game even about anymore? DLC. Right. But bringing it back to who do I think would win? I think it would be really cool if Astrobot, a 3D platformer, would win. But I think Rebirth got it. And if the Elden Ring DLC gets it, that is just fundamentally biased.
Yeah, I think Rebirth. I think should win. But if anything else wins, like I'm fine if it's funny. You know, like Astrobot or Bellagio.
Yeah.
But if you know, other than that. I think like card game That's winning real. Would be kind of funny, dude. Probably would be good for gaming.
It's just
too.
So gas. It's so good.
You want to?
And I mean,
the thing is,
yeah. Sorry, you guys
before you go, Bundun. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, when I say I don't want when we all say we don't want the Elden Ring DLC to win, it's not that it's a bad game. It's probably one of the best things I've played this year. But it's not a game.
It's not a game.
It's an expansion.
It's a,
you know?
Yeah, it's a continuation
they could have
of
sold
something.
It, they
that was
could have
gas.
Sold it as their own game if they wanted to, but they decided not to. You know, right?
It's like
you
saying,
have to
like, what if like God of War Ragnarok didn't get nominated because of fucking Pokemon Sword and Shield Isle of Armor? Like, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah,
that's a crazy pool.
Do you guys want to make a top five list of games this year right now?
Let's go for it, dude.
Yeah, let's run it.
Okay. I'm down.
So all of us individually, we're
gonna
make a top
five. Gonna make a collective top five.
Together.
Wait, can you help us?
Right. Can you like? There's so many stinkers.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm gonna say one of the best games this year, Mario and Luigi Brothership. I'm the only one who's played it, but it's such a good game.
Does it have to be in the top five?
How many
list?
Games have we like? How many games
I'd
have we
say,
all played? Like, do we have experience?
I've played a fair bit. You guys like Princess Peach Showtime? Unironic banger. All right.
I'm sorry. There's no universe.
It's not in the top five. Okay, don't get me wrong.
Universe.
It's not in the top five. But like top 20 games to come out this year, I'd say probably put out like a 14. It's pretty fun.
This is gonna be hard to make.
Yeah, I'd put Mario and Luigi Brothership at like 3 or 4. It was really good. But
crazy.
I know like games like Rebirth are just insanely good.
Is there a game that we've all played? Probably not. That's the tough part.
I mean, I think like web fishing's up there. Like, I think that's one of the
crazy.
Web fishing is pretty good.
Like,
because
I've played web fishing. I'd put out like a 5. You know,
dude, I would play web fishing right now if I could. Like, it's just like a fun, like it's simple. It's not much of a game, but like you can just like hang out and chill with your friends and like talk about anything and not even mention the game. Like it's, I mean,
one game I really wanted to play this year and I didn't get a chance to was. The Overwatch Marvel game, Marvel Rival.
It's not even out yet. Right? Well, I think it's releasing soon, is it not?
Yeah.
Isn't it like verbatim Overwatch? Like, isn't it just like ripped, like Iron Man's just Echo?
Yeah, but it looked more fun, to be honest. I don't know why.
Because well, no one wants
we'll to give it a try. Hey, maybe we can record it for a video. I think like I have it like pre-downloaded and all that. So
we played the Overwatch killer.
Yeah. No, I think Overwatch just died on its own. I don't think that's necessarily.
Dude, yeah, no. Blizzard did that themselves. They.
Dude, I'm
Tracer out back and just
let's see.
I'm looking at all the games that came out this year. Honestly, there was like a lot of mid games that are okay, but nothing that I'm like it should be top five.
Like, dude, none of the AAA games I feel were really that like, because like we had like Elden Ring, we had Zelda, we had Baldur's Gate, like the past few years, and this year it's just been like, it's like
okay, I think
it's fine.
I have like three that I think I would put in my top five because like that's probably all I've played. So. For me, I think Rebirth would be number one. I think that's free. Number two, actually not Persona 3 Reload. This is a crazy take. It would be the college football EA game that came out. that game, so that was basically a dead franchise from 2014, and they brought it back this year. So it's a EA college football. Football 2025. And then Persona 3 Reload.
I got to play Persona 3. Since I beat Persona 5. Royal finally after 2 years, I'm gonna start. I'm playing through Strikers right now. So
Bundan,
you've been playing through Persona 5, haven't you?
Yeah, dude.
No, screw it. Include Persona 5. All right, Persona 5 is number like what, three?
Persona 5's been out, dog. Persona 5's been out. I don't care what anyone says.
It's been out since 2016, and then they fucking did it again. Like, it's an old game. Persona 5 is as old as GTA 5. So like, no, we're not including that.
What's up, Bam?
I have a question. Is there such a thing as a Persona 1 or 2? I feel like I only ever hear about 3.
Yeah. So Persona 1 and 2 actually. So they came
Atlas
out.
Atlas doesn't want there to be.
A long time ago, and they actually got remade for the PSP. But they're not as good. They're not really like. The story is very weak compared to 3, 4, 5.
It looks like a completely different anime. What the fuck? The guy's wearing gray.
Listen, all I'm going to say is if you ever, like, I don't know, like, where to start on Persona, just play Persona 5 Royal. That's your best entry point.
Okay.
It will also take you 2 years, though.
No, but I have to play Persona 1, 2, and 3, and 4 before I can...
Oh, yeah, dude. Do I have to play all 17 Final Fantasy games to get into the series? Like, no, dude.
Oh, my God.
That'd be whip out the NES playing FF1.
I need to play Mario 1 to 63. Like, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can't just hop into 64, dude. That's the one thing I think is so funny about games, like... You could be like, oh, yeah, like COD Black Ops 6. Yeah, that could be your first COD. It does not matter at all. Like, it doesn't change a thing.
And then you have, like, Kingdom Hearts 3. Oh, I need to play 1 and 2, right? Just 1 and 2.
Oh, I need to also play 2.8.
Yeah, you also need to play 358 over 2 days in order to understand the actual game title, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and you need to drop distance.
There's a movie, too. Like, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Bad. And then you got to go watch, play all the Final Fantasy games as well. And then watch Big Hero 6. Don't forget that one. yeah.
Do I need to watch Frozen to understand the lore?
Did anyone this year play Astro Bot out of curiosity?
I did. Sorry, I did. It's a lot of fun. I didn't finish it though.
I have bought a PS5 and it came yesterday, and I intend to play Astrobot on it. Dude, yeah. I need to.
A lot of people
it's
just Sony Mario Galaxy. That's what I've heard from a lot of people. So that's pretty high praise.
I need to tell you guys about my PS5 blunder. Right.
All
right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was contemplating this for a while, and I was like I was going back and forth on it, and I finally caved and I got it. But the reason I got this PS5. Was because there's this VR game called Behemoth coming out at the time of filming this podcast tomorrow, and it comes out on MetaQuest, on the little standalone VR headset, and PlayStation VR, but not PC. It comes out on PC at a later date, nobody knows when.
Hmm.
And I really want to play this game in the highest quality possible, so I'm like, oh my god, I the only way I'm gonna be able to do that is with the PS5, like with the PSVR, right? On the PS5.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? There's like a couple of VR exclusives on PlayStation 5 and also Astrobot. Screw it, I'll buy it. I'll buy the PS5. So I got the PS5, I got it like delivered yesterday. And then like as I'm setting it up, I get a DM from like one of my like my VR guys, and I'm probably getting a code to play it on PC tomorrow.
Hey, I'll take a PS5, you know what I mean? I'll play Astrobot, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but
well, there's still other exclusives.
I have
though.
A PS5 now. Yeah, there's the Horizon game, but that's the only one I can think
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Dude, what other PlayStation 5 exclusives? Yeah.
Stellar Blade. You got the big anime piece. That's pretty much it.
I guess.
That is literally. You got Astrobot and Stellar Blade. I think they're like the only.
And then
like,
Final
PS5
Fantasy
exclusives.
Rebirth. But Rebirth is. Okay.
You can play Rebirth, but it's a fucking sequel.
Yeah. Rebirth is going to come to PC in 7 months. 7 months. Next summer. So I'm holding off, actually. Right. I'm not getting the PS5 anymore.
Yeah,
I changed my mind.
Bam, you screwed yourself.
So,
a little bit.
Yo, PS6 is going to come out tomorrow.
So top game. What's the top game of the year? And why is it Balatro?
Yeah, it's Balatro. Okay,
fun. It's UFO okay. 50. It is UFO 50. I will die
UFO
on this hill. I do not
two.
Care.
It could be two.
I do not
right?
care.
It could be
no,
two.
It has 50 ones. It has 50 ones.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
saying. You know what? I feel like the only person who's as invested as much like as the number one spot is like Johnny. So I feel like UFO 50 can be our number one. I feel like Johnny really loves it that much. We have to put it number one.
I'm fine with
it.
That.
It deserves it. In 5 years, people will be talking about it nonstop. I guarantee you.
I feel like FF7 Rebirth too. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'd put Brothership at 3, Mario and Luigi Brothership. Have you guys played any
Balatro's
of the games
Balatro's got to be up there, too.
Who's played Balatro?
Me.
I've not.
So Johnny's carrying. Johnny's carrying the list.
Yeah.
Dude,
you know, at this point, I can use
Let's
my...
Let's just put like some random
Balatro
ass
card.
Game. Put Helldivers 2 at 5. Fuck it.
I played it.
Helldivers is hype.
Wait, can
hype.
You put GTA 6 at 5 instead? I feel like that'd be a bit better.
No, I do like GTA 5 online at 5. Because that's like
GTA
a,
5 online.
Game.
If, like, if Fortnite. If Fortnite was eligible, it would low-key be top 3.
Guys, we have our top 5 list. Congratulations.
There we
made it.
Speaking of Fortnite, dude, have y'all seen the ninja dragging out the low taper phase?
It's
meme?
So funny. It's like
have
one of my favorite
that?
Memes
what?
This year.
I've not.
Dude.
I've not seen
oh.
this.
Oh,
he,
right,
he drug,
like,
he drug
oh,
out,
oh my God.
He drug out
the
low taper fade meme so long that it became a meme again. It's insane.
That's literally like FF7 Rebirth, but for memes.
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Wait, so, I thought you were talking about, I know that, isn't the new Fortnite season all like ninjas and samurais and stuff?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like in-game.
Bro fell off that hard, you don't even think of Ninja Fortnite anymore, dude.
Ooh,
that's crazy.
Oh my God.
Well, why don't we move into then like the top 5 memes or even like meme events this year?
Ooh, okay.
Hawk to
I think, okay.
Oh my God.
I don't.
No, Hawk Tua has to be up there.
No, it is up there because have you guys seen Talking Talk Tua?
No.
There's these guys, they have a full podcast where they're sitting on a couch with like glasses of wine they're swishing around, and they're like giving like
the classical music
these really like high like academia level takes on the stuff on Talk Tua. It's
okay,
great.
Now I gotta
satire.
See this.
No, look up Talking Talk Tua
amazing.
Right now. And then we can be talking Talk Tua if we want to watch it.
I see the vision.
Objectively, I think like Hawk Tua has to be on the list.
It does. Just because of the impact.
Do you know what else has to be on
the
list?
Biggest memes.
Do you know what else has to be on the list? KSI, Thick of It.
Oh,
and
he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. That was manufactured.
Let's replace that with Lunch Lee, okay?
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because it was kind of the same thing.
Well, because Lunchly was like the culmination of like everything KSI had done, everything Mr. Beast had done, and everything Logan Paul had done, like, in this one thing that nobody wanted anything to do with.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's, yeah.
I just love that.
You know what? On Twitter recently, you guys have seen the Fine Luigi posts. I feel like that's like a low, like 5 or 4.
I don't think that's what you're talking about, dog.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
never mind.
It's a niche part of the internet. See that? And I'm online as well, but like, I don't think it's top 5. It is all kind right. of funny. But like,
Costco guys, number
Costco
one.
Costco guys take. I mean, yeah.
I think Costco guys take.
It's easily.
Genuinely.
Like, I think you guys are missing something though, like big, honestly. Like, I feel like you're thinking too meme-y. Like, I'm thinking as well, like Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. Yeah. That's pretty much a meme.
Oh, that might be number one, actually.
I think.
Here's the thing. Costco guys. Okay, they started out with like, we're the Costco guys, and then they made the double chunk chocolate cookie meme,
and then they evolved like a bloody Pokemon.
They kept doing the we bring the boom. So they're like,
dude, have you guys actually listened? Have you actually listened to We Bring the Boom, like the song that they made? There's a line in the song. I think it's Big Justice says, "If you subscribe to our channel, you will never be alone." It is the funniest thing.
Guys,
also, Bundan, we won't be able to hear it.
Do you guys want to listen to it together right now?
If you subscribe to our channel, you'll never be alone, guys.
Yeah, guys. If you subscribe to Rumble Pack, you'll never be alone.
So true.
Oh my god.
That's goodness beautiful. Gracious.
Oh yeah, the Rizzler meme too. The Rizzler is also in there.
That
flew right over my head. I got no idea who that fellow is.
Dude, he's like, the Rizzler is just the kid that they hang out with, which is so weird. Like, because it's like a father and son, and then I guess like the neighbor's kid who's the Rizzler.
Like, he's like, hey, can you babysit my kid?
Yeah, let's make him a niche internet micro celebrity.
Let's see.
Dude, wait, have you guys seen, there's like clips of Big Justice accidentally saying the Rizzler's name.
And he
turns around like,
it's like this, right? It's like.
like the big stone slab like being dragged across the ground sound effect,
dude. And everyone in the comments is like, you know, I liked you, Big Justice, but it's that time. Like as if he's a mobster.
Okay, I know another meme that's massive. So okay, first off,
you sang a meme that's massive. Just it hit the ninja mark again.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. Like the low taper fade meme is like actually massive. Like I actually think that should be in the top 5.
I just can't hear that without cracking up.
But you know what else? A meme a lot of people forgot about. Actually, I have two. A double okay, whammy. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Okay. A double chunk of chocolate.
Yo. Okay. So the first is, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Dude, the LeBron meme is like, Pookie.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. What is
you never
this?
Saw it.
There was another thing with LeBron that was like, scream if you love blank. And then it like did a bunch
that
of videos, like,
is, I know that something. One. That one is incredible.
Look up LeBron Sunshine.
LeBron Sunshine. Hold on.
You are
evil
my...
LeBron meme. You are my. Is it this?
Oh, that's the evil version.
No, you gotta go to the
evil. This one. This one, right?
I feel like the evil version of like the quote unquote evil version of things is funny as well. You know.
But I
haven't seen that like until this year. Like for example, evilc.com is like, I hate Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
My second one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
TikTok Riz Party.
Oh, classic!
I forgot all about that. Oh my god,
dude, it's gonna be hard to top 5 this.
Yeah, I feel like there's some like new one every week.
Well, also, dude, the Paul Atreides silence, like.
The
Paul Atreides, the silence meme from Dune.
I didn't watch it.
That was so big.
I did not.
There was kids standing up in their cafeteria saying, "Silence!" I am Palma like Dimitrides, Duke of Arrakis.
Yo, Johnny, back me up here. I know
Johnny's
you're
left, bro.
Johnny, I need backup.
Yeah.
Johnny hated your take. He's gone. He left the podcast. He can't rumble back. Because I can't be friends with the royal pair. He's too brain rotted.
Wait, I have one.
Silence!
Yeah.
Do y'all remember the AI Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing in Scotland?
Oh dude, the unknown.
Wonderland.
The unknown.
The unknown.
That was crazy.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
They did it again, like I think California somewhere or something.
Yeah, that very similar event happened like semi recently.
Oh,
which is pretty funny.
Yep. The one that failed? Like the really Wonka like fail thing?
Is that, yeah, like, what you're talking about? Like it was all AI and there was no effort put into it and it was really bad. It was funny.
Oh, crazy. Dude, so much stuff.
Yeah, I just remember that one. Yeah, I know. What else?
Okay, let me hit you with the speedrun sum and just tell me if any tickle the brain. Chill guy is a recent one. The chill guy meme.
That one sucks. I hate that one.
No. Right, chill guy's really good. Chill guy's really good.
No, the thing is,
nothing of value to be gained from it.
It started and it never picked up, and then it got picked up on Twitter like 2 months later, and I feel like that.
Yeah, I liked it when it was like the first go around, but exactly. now it's just the same joke over and over and over. There's no variation, and that's where memes shine, you know.
Like,
I want to hear the YouTube poop sentence mixing. All right, that's what I need to hear.
I am Steve.
That one was manufactured though. That's like that's a corporate meme.
Okay, I won't even chuck it on the potential list. Typhlosion.
Oh, that was a big moment in history.
Oh, I think that was that because that was the Game Freak like giant leak that happened, right?
The game, yes.
Game freaky.
Typhlosion being freaky.
I feel freaky like Typhlosion wasn't the only thing to come out of that, so I feel like, I guess like Pokemon leak in general would be more fitting.
Typhlosion is like
I don't know
the biggest thing though, the biggest like thing that the internet latched onto.
I mean, it was massive.
Another one.
It was ridiculous.
Just like the low taper fade meme.
Mudang.
Dude,
no.
Mudang's already old news. Nobody even cares about Mudang anymore.
Mudang.
Mudang's gonna kill someone in 8 years, and everyone's gonna be like, "What?"
Oh, we're missing a huge one. The sports shooter guy, and like you know, we went viral on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, the Olympics.
Who was just like chilling? Oh, he's like 40, like shooting.
Oh,
that was a pretty big one.
I understand it now.
Is that what it's called?
I understand it now.
What,
no, that's
the guy
a different
like,
one.
Like,
yeah, lethal shooter. I understand it now.
Lethal
and
shooter.
He adapts like Maharaga. Wait, oh, was that this year or last year? I forgot.
No, I'm talking about the Olympic guy.
What, JJK?
Yeah,
with the glasses.
There's a big JJK
this
meme,
guy,
but it involves a spoiler that I don't want to say.
This guy, Pear, you'll
did,
know.
Did not I'd win start this year?
I think it
no,
did.
I think it was last year.
Or was it last year?
It was. I don't remember seeing lots of it this year.
I mean, Lobotomy Kaisen like went into this year.
Yeah, Lobotomy Kaisen kind of was pretty big.
Lobotomy.
Dude, we're getting Christmas ones now. Have you seen the Christmas Lobotomy Kaisen?
I feel like Christmas memes in general are just like, oh, look at this fellow. He is so jolly. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's
Christmas
let's
memes
talk five,
are always good to miss.
Wait, I have one
more
ready? To bring up.
Yeah.
One more to bring up.
Yep.
What about like commentary channels becoming like self-aware? It's like the blank situation is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel
dude,
like that's
the
YouTube
more,
niche,
more
though.
Pegasus
yeah,
doing
that's
the,
like,
the he's over a million
he's
times.
Done.
He's done. I mean, he's finished. He's over. He's,
Johnny, the Mario Party video has that. I don't know if you've seen it. The Mario Party video that I did. Exact thumbnail, dude. It's so funny.
He's finished. It's
okay,
over.
Top five. What's so?
Let's go. Five up. So like, let's start with the lowest and then let end at the highest.
This is tricky.
I want to put Lunchly no higher than five because it is a product and I don't think they deserve it. But I do think it was a pretty big meme. I'll give them that.
It was a big blunder, and I think that's
like the whole "I like my cheese drippy, bro." I mean, if we're gonna combine it with KSI's Thick of It, I think it has to be there.
That's a five. Yeah, I agree.
I guess
that's
so.
Five.
Yeah. I think above that, I think personally, I think Costco Guys is above Hawk Tua, personally. So
I
think
I agree.
That's
I would
just
put,
such
I'd
a crazy
Tua.
Statement.
So maybe four should
I'll
be
put
Hawk
Tua.
Tua.
Four. Yeah.
Hawk Tua four.
That's six. I think
maybe even three.
Do you think is below Hawktua then? Because I think, like, I think number one
is top three for sure.
I think number one is Kendrick. I think number two is Costco Guys, and then I think three and four are up for debate.
I feel like Kendrick's four though, because I feel like Kendrick Drake beef was like hip hop community.
I also think
like normal. Like, I don't think it's as broad.
I feel like it definitely made it into the like mainstream though.
Kendrick Drake was definitely mainstream, but I feel like Costco has a broader reach personally.
Me too. And same with Hawktua.
I think meme of the year it might be Costco Guys.
I think
I could agree crazy. With that. I could agree
but
with
I feel
that.
Like the Costco Guys had like different phases, you know? So it's like,
because they're an ever evolving community. It's not
we're getting evergreen memes now. This is kind of crazy.
Wow. Because they're not even a meme. They're just like a YouTube channel.
Just
like that. That's all they'd be is just a YouTube channel. But now it's like. Like a meme, like it's like what is a meme anymore? Like, does it even matter? Does it even
is it truly the DNA of the soul? You know what I mean? Like, what's
Are we putting Low Taper Fade at four?
Well, it is massive.
It's massive, dude.
It is massive, dude.
Okay, I think Low Taper Fade gets four. That's really funny.
This is our top five list. Bottom up: Lunchly/Thick of It at five. Four: Low Taper Fade. Three, Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Two, Hawktua. Number one, Costco Guys / the Rizzler.
Yeah.
I think Costco Guys / the Rizzler is so funny. Dude, what? Imagine telling this list to someone like 1 year ago. They'd be like,
yeah. Imagine saying these words to a small Victorian child, dude. And I was just looking at their face.
Showing this to someone from... So showing this to someone from January when the Low Taper Fade meme first started, and you would be like, how the fuck is Ninja drag this for a year? And he did, dude.
You know, he pulled it off. I think we'll be talking about Low Taper Fade till the end of time.
I'd say give it 2 years until we don't hear about it anymore.
No, but then we'll hear about it. Like, guys, the Low Taper Fade meme, it's back.
Dude, I still see memes about what Gunna is eating for lunch. Like, that trend never died. That's a very niche meme. Maybe, does anyone know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, it's a TikTok thing.
He ate all the snacks.
Gunna lunch. It was like a trend 4 years ago, and I saw a video on
this
the other day.
What the f***? I can't even find it. Gunna? Like a gun?
G-U-N-N-A. So it's this rapper.
This guy?
Everyone made fun of him because he was really fat. So everyone kept saying, like, it would be like a video of like a giant f***ing turkey, and it would be like Gunna's light snack. And with this funny audio, dude, and like I still see videos today.
That's because like I feel like there's memes like about people, and like it's like Low Taper Fade is like in Ninja's community, but like it's also like kind of reached a little bit beyond that. And like same with like Lunchly, it's like, oh, it's like the Mr. Beast like community. But it's also like everyone outside of that community being like, yo, this is so silly that they're doing this.
Talking about Mr. Beast.
Skibbity Toilet.
Hold on, we can get to that, because I think next list we should make top five. Let's go top five YouTube videos, moments, events, things that happen within YouTube specifically.
Okay.
So it can be a video. It can be the whole Skibbity Toilet.
Shorts Wars Court Case. Number one, Shorts Wars Court Case.
We got to put that number one.
Best thing that's ever happened.
We need to put that number one.
No, because genuinely, that was the best thing I've seen
on
YouTube.
Dude, it was so fun. It was so fun. God, we put so much work into it.
Bam specifically basically killed himself trying to put that together.
Was Digital Circus this
wounds.
Year?
Honestly,
number two, Bundun's Smash
After all
tournament.
Said done?
True. Yup.
Fuck, was that this year?
My God, I'm so old, dude.
Okay, I have two things Mr. Beast related. So obviously the big one is like him getting exposed.
Dogpack 404. We'll just say the whole.
Yeah, but also like I actually think his video with all the YouTubers was also like a moment.
Mm. Oh yeah,
That was a pretty big video. That was a banger.
No, that was hype. Because it's the one thing with Mr. Beast is like regardless of him as a person or like the business
practices
or any of that,
all that jazz.
the video, like the things that he does are things that nobody else really has the ability to do. So it's impressive whenever he does do it. Like the, like with the YouTuber video, like nobody's getting that many like YouTubers to fly out somewhere. Cause like YouTubers don't want to do that. They don't want to leave their house.
I want to stay in my comfy abode.
What are you talking about?
Talk about, skibbity toilet. I don't know.
Talk about Tua.
Okay. I got another one to put on the list. I show speed traveling the world.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like that has to be like big high. YouTube moments.
I haven't
right?
been, I haven't been keeping up with that a lot, but I've seen some clips. It looks pretty cool.
I think
Brandon,
I
you
mean,
were pretty close to like featuring.
Yeah. So,
oh, I remember. Yeah.
So after a rumble, I think was it last week? Was this
I
last?
Think it was
week?
Last week.
Surely not. Surely not. Or, that was.
I think it was the week before because I was there.
Anyway, yeah, he's. Yeah. He's in Australia, and we finished Rumble Pack recording, and I watched his stream for a second, and I realized he was 10 minutes away from my house. And I was like, it would be really funny if I were to give him, like, a Royal Pair plush and say, use code Pair. But I was like, I kept watching the stream, and I just didn't want to be one of those guys, man. I would hate it, too.
He was getting swarmed.
He was getting swarmed. Yeah. I'm like, it's a funny bit, but, like... I'm just going to end the video, like, man.
Yeah. No, that's real. Thinking of streamers, I mean, Kai Cenat this year.
Oh, we have
absolutely, absolutely crushing it. Like, Kevin Hart, John Cena, iCarly. He's had everyone on, which is just insane. Mad respect for that. I want to know... what his team looks like. Like, I want to know how many, like, people it goes through until it gets to him.
Dude, huge one we forgot about as well. MatPat retiring.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's right. Because he, like, announced it last year, but he actually did it this year.
Yeah, 10 months ago.
Yeah.
He did it this
year. Dude.
So we'll never get a second Shorts Wars video, dude.
Oh, well, we could.
That's it.
Just not,
it's not the
him.
Same, though. It's not the same.
Court case was fire.
Can we talk about
there's still
how,
so many? There's still so many hidden details that people haven't noticed in the court case, and it's kind of sad.
Fortnite bringing OG back causes like every other game
that was
to
last
bring back.
Year.
No, but like now every other game is following. Okay. Like I think Call of Duty,
Overwatch OG.
Didn't Overwatch do that?
Yeah, Overwatch as
recently?
Well.
Recently, goodness gracious.
I don't feel like that's YouTube culture, though. I feel like that's more gaming culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Dude, this year was crazy. Like, it like feels like so much has happened, yet so little at the same time.
Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was this that year? Oh, goodness.
We'll just leave it there. We'll just put Dr. Disrespect there.
Yeah.
We won't put him in the list, but we need to acknowledge the moment as it happened.
It's crazy how like every like big event that we've thought about though, besides Shorts Wars and Bundance Tourney, have been like here's like massive drama.
Yeah.
I mean, Kai Cenat and iShow Speed is less that, which is cool. It's cool that the biggest streamers in the world aren't like negative like information drama baiting. Like it's like, hey, we're just doing cool fun thing. That's what I really like Kai and iShow Speed. Outside, if you think they're cringe or not, like at least they're doing something positive and not like
for sure
just canceling someone or being a freak. So that's good.
One thing I'll always give Kai, he's like, he seems like just a good person. Like, I know like Iron Mouse hit like the top, I like the sub record, I think, took it from him. And he's like, do not go harass her. Like, she deserves the position. Because, like, I know, like, a lot of people in that community are like, oh, VTuber bad? VTuber cringe?
Sorry, guys.
VTuber Mino like, you know? Like,
like this BAM fellow? Like what are we doing?
Like,
I'm so sorry.
He's also got, like, pairs,
but no,
he's like
a PNG. Like, he was,
like
super chill about
that,
it, though.
You know, like,
I know.
Okay, I got a question for everyone. This year in 2024, has content gotten worse or better? Just in general, just in quality and like just what like, people are consuming
throughout the entire YouTube landscape.
I think parts have gotten better and parts have gotten worse because I don't know how much you guys have noticed this, but there have been like tiny channels making crazy videos and like blowing up off of like one upload. High quality content.
Parkour Civilization. We have to put that in the
Parkour Civilization. You're right.
Sorry, I had to put that on the list. Sorry,
dude,
keep going.
I'm jumping for the beef,
yeah,
dude.
I feel like like YouTube is kind of become more accessible and less accessible in different ways because like the tools that you have to make videos are getting like easier and easier to learn, but that just means there's gonna be so much more like higher quality content that the bar for entry is
I feel like insane. To put it in a way, like if you have the there's kind of like a area, right? There's a front end and back end of YouTube, or like high and low in terms of like quality, right? What I think this year's done is just expand the range of it, so you can go lower, but you can also go higher.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
I've seen a lot of like more automated slop, like AI content, just like commentary.
AI has definitely been a big thing.
Commentary that's just like, you know, they record for 8 minutes and upload it. But I've also, I've seen like a lot of like small creators shine, and I've seen just a lot of cool stuff.
I feel like the AI, though, the bad AI content, I don't know if it's just my algorithm, but I feel like I'm seeing it less. Like, I feel like because there's so much and so many people have done it, I feel like that wave is dying out now at the back end of the year. I feel like at the start of the year was way worse.
Yeah,
it was like, not everyone knew, but now everyone knows.
Yeah, people were seeing it because it's like, oh, it's new. Oh, and it's everywhere all of a sudden. You know, lots of people seeing like, what's up, and then they get obviously diminishing returns, and and then they kind of just stop and say, oh wait, this isn't good, maybe, you know. they just let it go, and everyone wins, you know.
I think with AI, no AI, like people in general just like don't like it now, and like the second someone clocks like, oh, this is AI, it's like immediately like, oh, I don't care about this anymore. Like, I don't want to, like if I see like a video commentary, like a video essay channel, and they have like an AI graphic pop up, I'm like, dog, really? Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, are we actually doing this right now? So like this year, I feel like Bam said, like there's been a lot of new cool stuff happening, but at the same time, it's like. Like I don't think it's changed. I think it's like a net zero. I think shorts have gotten better. I think there's a lot better content on shorts in general. And like on TikTok, people are like
shout
outs
to us.
Like even like on TikTok, like I feel like there's more people who are like actual like creators versus like people who are like, oh, I want to be like a TikToker, or I want to be a YouTuber. It's just like, you're just like a general person that is using the format in the best way. Like I made a short about this a while ago, but like, I feel like so many people now kind of have a show almost. Like in a sense, like it's like
episodic
release. Yeah. It's more produced, and it's more like, oh, this is like, this person's like style, because like the Costco guys, like they have like the boom meter, and like as silly as it is, it's still like their own like format and their own like style for like just like seeing content evolve in like a different way with those limitations. It's really interesting, and I feel like we're gonna be getting more stuff like that next year, where it's like, guy in shorts, especially with the 3 minutes now, there's gonna be so many more like game reviews, like more produced content like you'd expect back in like the early days of YouTube, but just changed with the different aspect ratio. And like, because like if you think of like 10 years ago, you had like Normal Boots and like JonTron and like those style people making like they're like video game commentary, comedy videos. I feel like now there's like a lot of room on shorts for that. And there's a lot of room also just building the audience off of that and then taking it to like a longer like aspect and time frame and attention span.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what we're all doing. Like, we're taking the easy thing of shorts and then making it into something longer. Like, Pear's been doing amazing just with all the like long form videos he's been making. Bro's been grinding.
So, dude, like, I'm so excited to get out of college. Like, I feel like the shackles are gonna be unleashed.
Same.
Like, I've been saying this, but like,
out of college too.
I am enjoying. You know, I am enjoying. College, but like it is a lot of work, naturally.
Guys, when you go finish to school, college, we have lots. A Twitch Rumble Pack team now. We're streaming Twitch.
This is true. Bam, that is a huge fish. What the heck?
Yeah, that's right. We've been fishing the whole time. We've been fishing the entire game. What? We didn't even notice.
I made it to the rock.
Oh my god.
I made it to the rock.
That's pretty big.
Anyway, so like,
that's a good one.
I feel like, anyway, especially with me making videos, I've thought about the idea of like getting editors and stuff, but at the same time, I don't think anyone's as crazy as I am. Like,
I don't think anybody on this planet could edit your videos, C-Dot. You have to be there in the moment to see the vision. Like, it's a blessing and a curse for you.
It is a blessing and a curse.
C-Dot, I just don't understand how you don't like do like cocaine. Like, are you sure that like that yeah. Canada snow is like not like full of methamphetamines or something?
Yeah. I think I don't know why. I got this for a video. So, you know, that's something. I'm gonna get I think I might get shot with this. That might be funny.
Rod of the brain.
Yeah. It's really a matter of, hey, what do I think is gonna be funny just in the moment, and then I just run with it, basically, because the thing is, I will have the most insane deep cut references that no one will get except myself. But like, to me, if I don't have that, that's not my video, you know?
You know, as the Rizzler said on Jimmy Fallon,
okay,
he had the idea to do the Riz face and then he just did it. And that's what you're doing, C-Dot. Like, you have the idea of the Minecraft crossbow. And you just do it.
Okay. Guys, I think, you know, we're getting far on time. I think
we gotta wrap it up.
All right, if you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe and like the podcast right now.
Yeah, guys, if you subscribe, you won't be alone.
What do we do the top 5 list?
If you subscribe to our channel, you'll never be alone.
I stopped fishing to make the top 5 list. Should we finish it?
Wait.
Okay.
Top 5
number
list?
One, okay, court okay, case, run. Two, Smash Bros. Tournament. Number three,
Mr. Beast.
Matt Pat. Number three, Matt Pat.
No,
Matt
Pat.
Four is Parkour Civilization. I feel like four has to be Parkour Civilization.
And five,
and five is
then,
Mr. Beast.
And then Mr. Beast collab, maybe, with all the folks.
No, I like him getting canceled more.
What about Astro Speed and Kai? What about the boys?
Tied for
they get honorable mention. They're streamers. They don't count.
Tied for Parkour Civilization. Oh, yeah, actually, they're streamers about YouTube.
So what's our five? Sorry?
all of them.
Court
actually.
Case, Bundun, Matt Pat, the other one, Mr. Beast.
Okay, subscribe. Thank you for watching.
Subscribe.
Bye.
Bye, Rumblies.
Bye.
Everyone comment. Dana was really funny in this episode.